in your Bible, if you will. You probably know this verse of Scripture, Psalm 23. Anybody don't know Psalm 23? All right. I'm just going to look at verse 1 because if I look at any more, that would be here all night. But, you know, I believe that David was an older man when he wrote this psalm, and I believe he looked back over his life, looked back where God had brought him from, and knew that he writes in the Psalms that the Lord is the great shepherd. In the psalmist, he says, the Lord is the good shepherd. And God is all called the Lord is the chief shepherd. But here, David gets real personal, and he says, the Lord is my shepherd. Folks, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, the first thing you need to do is to let Christ come into your life. Receive Him as Lord and Savior. You know, we don't live forever down here, but we will live forever somewhere, eternally in heaven or eternally in hell. And you don't want to go to a place that the Lord prepared for the demons and the devil. But He says, if you do not trust Him as your Lord and Savior, you do not put your faith in Him, that's exactly where you'll go. He doesn't send anybody. They choose to go there. Man, I tell you what, David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I was just looking back and thinking about the ministry here. Did you know 32 years ago, this church was formed by a group of people that met, I don't know where they met. They met just about any place they could meet. But I think the first meeting was down in Harbor Point Community Building. And then they met, when I got here, we were meeting in Bronner Hall down behind the old city place of fire. I can remember those days where we set up every Sunday morning, set up chairs. We had to get all the bingo tables and everything else out of the way. It was a smoke-filled place. Because on Saturday night, they had a crowd there doing ungodly things. I always thought it curious. Ungodly on Saturday night, godly on Sunday. Man, I tell you, every time it flooded, that place filled with water and mud, we'd have to mop it out, clean it up, set up chairs. The nursery was the kitchen. It was one of those things you do when you start a church. I've been here for 31 years. And let me tell you, God has blessed. In those 31 years, I was thinking the other day, we had 9, I believe, call-out ministers that are preaching the gospel. Some may have dropped by the wayside, I'm told, but we had about 9 call-out from God. We have 2 foreign missionaries that have served here. We have several missionaries that we support around the world. And then we've got some youngsters going on mission trips. I tell you, God has blessed. We've started churches in down at Dogwood City or wherever that's at, down by Lake Palestine. Churches in Reno, Nevada. Churches in Grand Junction, Colorado. Churches in supported churches in South Dakota. Different places God has led us in New York. Man, I tell you, God has blessed. I'm so glad that He's my shepherd. He watches over us. Now, I look back to the blessings, but you know what? I look forward to 2017 with confidence in my heart and the future. I can say with a surety, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. God has blessed. And this psalmist, David, he's had a marvelous relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God says, I want my children to serve me. He leads His children in different places and He guides His children. He wants a relationship with you. You know, Christianity is a relationship. Now, there's all kinds of religions out there, but religious people, you know, that will not get you to heaven. It's a relationship of being born again with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. David has been a shepherd boy. He'd been a shepherd king in his life, but now he reverses that role and he places himself in the position of the sheep. I have been a shepherd, he says, but now I need a shepherd. I am a sheep, and he says, guess what? The Lord is my shepherd. Now the Bible says that we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. And the Bible says all we like sheep have gone astray. And every sheep that I know of needs a Savior. They need a shepherd. You know, all have sinned, the Bible says. So all of us are sinners. We need a Savior. Jesus Christ is that Savior. Now, if you read this psalm, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I just love it because I repeat it so many times in my life. Listen, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, God gives us guidance. Look at what it says. He makes me to lie down. God gives us guidance in life. He takes us to that place when we need that wisdom, when we need understanding, when we need to know what to do in our life, we can turn to God. I believe this is his word. It's a living word. It's still alive today. It's not dead. That speaks to my heart. And God gives me guidance. Not only that, he gives me direction. Oh man, let me tell you something. Every place I go, God is there. And then at the end of the day, when the days have been hard, when the days have been long, the psalmist says, he restores my soul. God gives me satisfaction in life. Now, people today are unrest. They have a lot of unrest. They have a lot of dissatisfaction in their life. I don't know their problem, except they don't know Jesus Christ. Because when you have Christ in your life, you find that you have satisfaction in your life. You see, God gives us a peace about us, a peace in our life that we know. You know, I'm so glad, I don't want to get in politics, but I'm so glad things turned out the way they did. But you know, it didn't matter because God is still in control. Amen. He's always going to be in control. And I believe he put the one he wanted in there as the president. And let me tell you something. If he put him in there, he will guide him and he will direct him. You know, if he listens to God. You know, when I came here 31 years ago, I still wet behind the ears. Man, I tell you what, I didn't know anything. Still don't know a whole lot. But let me tell you something. I'm kind of like a sheep. I'm kind of dumb. We'll bring it up later. But let me tell you something. I knew I would be all right because God was leading. God is directing. And I didn't know what today would bring. Couldn't even think about 31 years. I was just hoping I'd stay here for a year. And you know what? It's been 31 years. And I want to tell you, my Savior, my shepherd, has guided me and blessed me, and I believe he's blessed his church. And if you're here this morning and you need a Savior, I want you to know my Savior is my shepherd, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now listen how he says this. It seems to me that what David is really doing is this. The Lord is my shepherd. I believe David is boasting a little bit. You know what? I think he says, the Lord, he's my shepherd. I don't need any other God. The Lord is my God. He's a good God. And I think he's just boasting about his Lord and Savior. He's boasting about the shepherd. And he says, the Lord is my shepherd. Philip Keller, I like the writings of him. I got several books in my office. He's written some of the best books, and one of them is the 23rd Psalm. And the kind of shepherd that a sheep has, he writes in his book, is all important to how that relationship is. And in that book, he tells of two neighbors. They have sheep just alike. They have a sheep ranch, one next to the other. One of the sheep, one of the neighbor, doesn't take good care of his sheep. He doesn't feed them very well. He doesn't give them clean water to drink. He doesn't have good green pastures to lie down in. But the other neighbor, he has all of those things. He gives them good food. He gives them good grass to eat. He has a nice rushing stream where they'll drink from the water. It's clean. I feel like David. I want to brag on Jesus. You see, this man takes care of his sheep. The man who takes care of his sheep in his pasture, was nice, fluffy, clean sheep. The sheep in the other pasture was underfed. Now, they were dark, dirty, skinny sheep. Hey, I'll tell you something. My shepherd takes good care of us. He's fixed this building. He's blessed us with this building. When we needed things in this building, God has always taken care of every need. I want to brag on my Jesus this morning. He is gracious to us all of our life, all the day long, 31 years or 40 years. God's still in control. He's going to take care of this church. He's going to take care of his sheep. He's going to take care of those who follow his guidance. You see, before we are finished, my prayer is, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your shepherd, he will be your shepherd before you leave here. That's my prayer. If you don't know him, you will trust him before you leave here today. Now let's get on with it. The person. That's just the introduction. My first point is the person of the shepherd. He says, the Lord is. That's the person of the shepherd. Now, in the Old Testament, Yahweh. Our English translation is Jehovah. Jehovah is my shepherd, David says. Now that's a beautiful name for God. Don't you like that name, Jehovah? I like Jehovah. It's got power in it. I believe it's got tenderness in it, I believe. And the first time the name is used, it's in the book of Exodus chapter 3. And you know, it's in the account of Moses, where Moses is in the wilderness and he sees the burning bush. And he goes there to investigate this burning bush that never goes out, that's not consumed. And he's talking to the Lord. And the Lord tells him, Moses, I want you to pull off your shoes for you're on holy ground. And then he gives him a commission to go and let the people, tell the Pharaoh in Egypt to let the people go. And Moses said, who is this God that I am to tell the children of Israel about? He asked him that question, who is this God? What is your name? And God says this, I am that I am, Moses. Tell them, I am has sent me unto you. Now, that is confusing to a lot of people. I like to explain it kind of simple. I think God is saying, I am. I, Moses, I always was. I am right now, and I always will be, Moses. You tell them that. And you know what? Our Savior, our Lord, that's who our shepherd is. He is Jehovah God. He always was, he's right now, and he'll be forever. I love to read over in Revelations. I tell you what, Brother Jay teaches Revelation here. He's taught it several times, I think. But I get to sit in on his teaching sometimes, and I like it when he says, you know what, in heaven, there's no sickness, no pain, no parting. In heaven, guess what? God is there. He said, I will be your God and you will be my people. And we'll always be together there. That's who my Savior is. That is our Jehovah. God is eternal. God is not only eternal, He is faithful to do what He says He will do. And not only that, He fulfills every promise that He's made in the Word of God. Every single promise. Somebody says there are 2,000. Well, I don't know. I think there's a whole lot more than 2,000. You look at His Word, you see things there, you can count them promises. My shepherd, David says, is God who is eternal. He's a God that was not created, but He is the God who created. He always was and He always will be. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord, I change not. You know, the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I'm the Lord, I change not. And a lot of people today said, well, we're in different times today. God will overlook. No, He won't. God says, I don't overlook sin. You think you're getting by with sin? Let me say, be sure your sins will find you out. I'll tell you what, some things may change, but the Lord is the same today and forever. I love the old hymn that says, hold to God's unchanging hand. Folks, when I accepted Jesus Christ, I stepped out by faith and came to Christ as a young man, and God reached down and grabbed me. I like that song, hold to God's unchanging hand, but let me tell you something. I'm not holding, God is holding me. I am safe and I am secure. Nothing shall ever separate me from the love of God. I may lose my joy when I sin. I may lose a fellowship with God, but I will not lose my right as His child. He is holding me in the palm of His hand, and nothing, the Bible says, can pluck me out of the Father's hand. He says, Moses, tell them, I am that sends you. Now, in the New Testament, several times the Gospel of John talks about our Lord Jesus Christ and is speaking of God Himself as I am. The Jehovah, let me tell you something, the Jehovah in the Old Testament is the Jesus of the New Testament, folks. He's still faithful. The nature of Jesus Christ is to be faithful. He is always faithful. He always will be faithful. From now to any time, God is faithful. We're not faithful. Somebody said, well, you think that old boy is a pretty faithful boy? I said, no, he's just human. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to fall flat. But let me tell you, the God he serves is faithful. And God he serves will work on him and chip away those things till he becomes like Jesus Christ. And when Jesus speaks in terms of I am, you know, he attached something to that. You know what Jesus said? I love the great I ams. He said, I am the bread of life. Let me tell you something. When I'm hungry, there Jesus Christ is to feed on. I'm the bread of life. He says, I am the light of the world. You know what I get from light? I was coming home late one night from down at Recklaw, and my lights were on. Last night we didn't even need lights. You could have drove home without lights. It was so bright. But you know what, lights, if you turn them off on a dark night, you're not going to last very long on that highway. You're going to run off the road. Why? You need guidance. And light gives you guidance. And Jesus Christ said, listen, my children, I am the light of the world. I give guidance to those who need to know the way. Not only that, he said, I am the water of life. He says, listen, he who thirsts can come to my well, bubbling up and overflowing like an artesian well. Christ says, if you thirst, come to me. I'm the water of life. You see, the Lord Jehovah, Yahweh, David says, he is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's who the person of Jesus Christ is, folks. Not only that, he says, my shepherd. That's the profession. Now, this is where it kind of gets a little touchy. Jesus is a shepherd. You know, that's what he does for a living. He shepherds a bunch of sheep. Now, we are the sheep. And let me tell you something. I want to think that that was a compliment. A lot of people want to think that's a compliment. You know, lambs, you think of a lamb, and you see a little girl holding a little lamb. He's all white and fluffy and cuddly. They're not always like that. Let me tell you something. Those sheep are not always white, fluffy, and cuddly. It's not a compliment. You know, have you ever went to a show, an animal show, and you see, what do you see? Dogs. What do dogs do? They do tricks. I mean, I watched a guy, he could do that, and an old dog would jump over. He'd put a bone on that dog's nose, and he'd catch it just like that. I can do that, too. I use a chocolate bar, and I can catch it every time. My mother's biscuits. Some of y'all hadn't heard this. This is one of those sayings. Like you always say, my mother's biscuits were, when we grew up, we had homemade biscuits every morning. Mother could make those homemade biscuits and gravy. You could put one right there, and your tongue would beat your brains out trying to get to it. That was so good. Man, when I think of homemade biscuits, I think of Mama. She's still living. She's still fixing those biscuits. But you know when it says we're sheep, we don't see sheep doing tricks, do we? You know what sheep do? They follow one another. They follow one another. We went to that show of Moses, Noah, Moses, whatever it was. Moses, okay? And they had those sheep where they run down the aisle and then they run across the stage. You know what they were doing? They were following that lead sheep. And they put food out over there in the back. And they were just doing what natural. They run to the food. Sheep are really kind of simple. I said simple. Some people don't want me to say stupid. So I try to be better than that, and I don't say stupid anymore. As sinners, though, we're kind of simple, you know? Stupid fits better. We have some people that are brilliant. We got some PhDs. I've known some of them. I like what old Junior Hill says about how to pronounce PhD. Sounds good. That's about the way it goes. You can talk to some people. I got some boys here, I guarantee you. They can tell you all about sports. They can tell you who's winning teams and all that. I don't know what they're talking about, but let me tell you something. When it comes to things spiritual, we don't know it. A lot of people, I used to say, turn in your Bibles to Hezekiah. Boy, people be aware in the Bible, they're looking for that book of Hezekiah. You can look all day long, you won't find it. But we think it's in there because it sounds like a biblical guy, and it is a biblical guy. But it's not a book. But we're kind of spiritually challenged in that area. Okay? That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But sheep not only are dumb, they're dirty. They're not the cleanest animal to be around. They smell. If you kind of smell like old Dan. Excuse me about that, Dan. You know, they smell. Cats clean themselves. I watched old cats clean themselves. Bird takes bird bath. But sheep, You have to wash them and clean them. I've watched them at these shows like the fair. They'll blow them things with hair dryers, fluff up all that white fur. So we found out that sheep are dumb and dirty. Mm-hmm. And no defense method. Think about it. They have no method of defending themselves. They while a wolf kills them. Now, dogs bite, cats scratch, skunks, well, you know what they do. But sheep don't do anything. Outside of Jesus Christ, let me say, we are at the mercy of the demons and the wolves of this world. Folks, if you don't have Christ in your life, you don't have Christ as a shepherd, let me tell you, the world is like raving, ravenous wolves, hungry lions want to destroy you. That's what the world wants to do. Sheep have no sense of direction. They get lost very easily. You know, people are like that. We don't intend to get lost, but we do. I had a man come to me not long back, and he was saying, "Preacher, I did this and I did that, and I shouldn't have done that." And I said, "No, you shouldn't." He said, "You know, I've lost everything. Lost my family, lost my friends. Why did you do it?" Well, I never intended it to go that far. We all do that, don't we? We never intend to go, but sin will take you further than you ever wanted to go. You need a shepherd to guide you. And Jesus Christ says he's that good shepherd that if he has 99 safely in the fold, he will leave them and go get that one. Now, that one is precious to Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. You are precious to Jesus Christ. Now, let's go on. His provision. I shall not want. Now, some versions of the Bible says I do not want. I have everything I need. I lack for nothing. Well, the shepherd's provision means that you have every supply that you need in life. I didn't say every want, but everything you need in life. Folks, if you have a problem, his word will tell you how to solve that problem. I believe that with all my heart. The only reason we don't see people getting their problem solved is they look to the world to solve their problems when they need to be looking to Jesus. You see, I heard the other day that our vice president, Mr. Pence, was a Christian, born-again Christian, and he says, we need to get this country back to God. And I thought, praise the Lord. That's what we need. We left him in our schools. We left him in our families. I'll be preaching about families on Thanksgiving. But we've left God out, and we've turned to the world and said, what will you think about this? Well, the world's lost as can be, so what they think really don't matter. Man, I tell you what, when they say you can have an abortion up to, halfway or better, that it's nothing but tissue in a woman's body, I say, hogwash! That is a baby, and you're murdering that baby. And let me tell you something, someone with that kind of thought, I don't need to vote for her anyhow. Uh-oh. She didn't get it. The Lord is in control. God is in control. But you know what? There's a lot of people out there that believe that today because they believe what the world's told them. When the King James translates that word want, basically it means need. I will never need anything because my shepherd supplies all of my provisions. You see? It's not the wants in life that you need. It's Jesus Christ that we need. Jesus says, I will supply every physical need, all the emotional things that you need. You need to feel safe. He says, you walk with me through the valley of the shadow of death. You'll fear no evil. I heard someone say not long ago, I wish someone loved me. Well, I got good news for you. Jesus does. He loves you. You need forgiveness of your sins? He said, I'll supply forgiveness. You need peace for your soul? I supply your peace. Jesus can satisfy every need you have. I've been to homes where on a cold winter day, you knock on the door, they go in, and man, there's a fireplace there roaring. They got cookies and pie, and I kind of like that stuff. Coffee. But you know what? When you leave that place, sometimes it's just as cold as you went in. Because they're not satisfied. They'll tell you, well, I wish this, I wish that, I wish. We're never satisfied. Then I've been to those homes of poor old people, and they don't have nothing but just a little electric heater, and they're sitting there praising God over the blessings of life that God has given them. Praise God for that electric heater, preacher. At least it's keeping me warm when I sit by it. They're not mumbling, they're not grumbling. Which one has peace? The last one. Man, Max Lucado told of a man. His house burnt, destroyed everything in it. And he told his preacher, preacher, I have literally lost everything in the world. And the preacher said, oh, no. Did you lose your character? He said, well, no, I didn't lose my character. Well, at least you still got character. Did you lose your faith in God? He said, well, no, preacher, I haven't lost my faith in God. He said, did you lose your salvation? He said, well, no, I didn't lose my salvation. Well, you haven't lost everything in the world. As a matter of fact, he says, if you still have your character, if you still have your faith, if you still have your salvation, you haven't lost anything. Amen. And let me ask you a question. What really matters? Your faith, your character, and your salvation. Man, we don't need more characters in church. We need more people with character. I've got enough characters in church. I'm one of them. But we need people with character that knows right from wrong, will stand up for what's right, no matter if it, they have to take a beating for it. You see, that's what character is. Someone who knows what to do and knows it's right according to God's word and is willing to take a stand and says, I will not be moved from God's holy word. I have faith that God's going to bring us through. Everything in the Bible says is going to happen will happen. And no one can take my salvation because it was given to me by God himself. The Lord is my shepherd, folks. Is he yours today? Is he yours? If he's not, then you need to come by faith and say, Lord, I realize you died for me on the cross. I realize you was buried for me. You paid the price with your own blood. And Lord, I know that I can never receive it unless I come through you. I accept the gift of salvation. He says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, his son Jesus Christ, on the cross, is eternal life. This old world can take everything else away from you, but they can't take Christ. He's my shepherd. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you today that we have an opportunity once again to come to you and receive you as our Lord and Savior. Lord, there's some here that's never trusted you. There's some that have trusted you and fallen away, and they need to come back. And Lord, there's some here looking for a place to serve. Lord, if this be the place, if this be the day of salvation, if this be the day of recommitment. Lord, let us make that decision now before it's too late. And we'll give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.